Yes! Red, Gold, Green mit Doing the Most auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Heute Abend spielen die Herren bei der Reopening Party des Levi's Flagship Stores am Kudamm. Jetzt sind die Herren aus Washington aber erstmal bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über für Washington typische Beats und das Go-Go-Genre, das für die Entwicklung der Band Red, Gold, Green so wichtig gewesen ist. Wir reden über Genregrenzen und Produzententricks und wir finden heraus, wie hilfreich es denn war, dass Dave Grohl und Pharrell bei den ersten Aufnahmen der Band mitwirkten. Zunächst aber heißt es Hello and Welcome, Red, hello, Gold, Green.
Hello, Berlin, wir sind Red, Gold, Green.
Yes.
Willkommen.
Yeah, you've already learned some German or what?
Da.
Yeah. That sounds damn good, yeah, to me. So, you've spent a few days in Berlin. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Tonight you're going to play a semi-acoustic show, that's what I heard.
Yeah. We're gonna switch our style up.
Okay, cool.
We're gonna be a little quieter tonight at Levi's, and then we're gonna be really loud tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds
tomorrow
good to me.
Tomorrow night.
Congratulations again on the upcoming EP, Doing the Most. You've already released more stuff in the US, but this is gonna be your first release in Germany.
Yep.
And parts of...
It came out March 20th.
Yeah, it's already out.
It's out already, since Friday. You can go and get it.
Yes, that's
Don't
nice.
Don't be afraid to get it.
And parts of the video were shot in Berlin. How did that come up? Yeah, are you into capitals only? Like a band from Washington can only shoot their video in another capital of the world or something like that?
We prefer it, yes.
You know what? We do prefer it. He's right.
And then you just came over here and shot a few sequences.
Well, we were here already, you know, on business, nothing special. So we just thought when we had, you know, a few hours of downtime to get productive.
Yeah.
So we were at the hostel. It wasn't even a hotel. It was definitely a hostel.
Uh-huh.
And we just hung Green's head out the window, shot a video.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why not? Green's posing a little bit for the photographer. You're probably here in the background. He's clicking. He's clicking a little bit.
It's going to sound really cool.
It's a multimedia kind of thing happening right here.
At all times.
Oh, yeah.
At all times. I've read that actually all of you guys are producers. You all have skills not only to compose music, but to produce music as well and to work with the console and stuff.
We have mad skills.
Yeah. But I want to know, how does that work in the studio? Are there people with certain preferences, or is one better at mixing guitar sounds and the other is better at making the drum sound fed, or how does it work? Do you discuss a lot with each other?
Green knows the most about engineering.
Okay.
But we all have Logic and we send each other beats.
Yeah, cool.
And go from there.
Okay, cool. So there's no discussion.
No discussion.
As soon as
we all make
studio.
Fire hooks, fire tracks, fire beats, Red, Gold, Green, the new thing. Feel me? It's a new movement. RGG. What's up? Flux FM.
And being three guys who know about producing. And then there's two other guys coming in, and those are one of the biggest, or two of the biggest names in the music industry.
Not so big.
Dave Grohl and Pharrell Williams. You may have heard their names before, but I mean, three people knowing what they're doing right now in the studio, and then there's those two on top of it.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that intimidating? Did you discuss your sound with those guys, or was it like, Pharrell is on the console, just leave him alone, let him do whatever he wants, I'll be back in an hour or so?
No, it was a collaborative effort.
Uh-huh. It was.
And you were not intimidated at all by those big names in the studio?
They make you feel very comfortable
the
moment you walk in, you know, they're like, hey, so I'm from this, I'm from that, whatever, you talk, you discuss home, and then the music we make at home, and then you just make it.
Cool. So there was a good vibe.
Very good
between
vibes.
All of you guys.
A very Virginia vibe.
I mean, I really can't imagine that you guys are so cool that you sit in the studio, you'd be like, yeah, we're recording our first song, and then Dave Grohl and then Pharrell are joining the production team, and you still be like, yeah, why not? I mean, it's good music.
Sound City was obviously a homecoming for Dave, right? So he got to kind of to explain us a few things, and then, you know, when we weren't talking about the room we were in, we were talking about back home. And then we worked with Pharrell at another studio. From the moment we walked in, even the interns were from Virginia.
Yeah.
So, and everybody that was there was like, had some sort of connection with our home. So we had all types of things to discuss. So even before we met Pharrell, we felt very much like at home and comfortable.
Oh, so that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Congratulations on that.
That's
pretty cool first move, I would say.
I would agree.
I really think it was, I mean, how helpful would you say was it that those guys were working with you on the first songs? Because I really think that us lazy music journalists, maybe if the songs were sounding exactly the same, maybe we would have just gone, oh yeah, Red, Gold, and Green. You know, how helpful would you think was it that those guys helped you out in the first moment?
It was insanely helpful. This is largely, if not solely, the reason why we are talking to you right now on Fluke FM.
Yeah, which is embarrassing for me a little bit, actually, because I represent those lazy journalists who probably, you know. But I really think it's a cool thing that those guys made super those first cool steps possible for you guys.
Yeah.
What I love about your record, that it's rhythm-driven songs on there. The rhythm is in the center of the music. That's at least what I feel. And that's not just because Dave Grohl was there. It's more like a result of the go-go scene that I've just learned about.
For sure.
And that's a genre that's only happening in Washington, D.C., a rhythm-driven genre. Now, my first question is, why is it only popular in Washington, D.C.? Why people in Los Angeles, why don't they even know about that genre?
They don't, because you know why? Because people, these groups that are in DC, you know, whether you're talking about like Rare Essence, Junkyard, Backyard, TCB, whoever, those guys, they kind of, they stay there, you know. There's one tour where Wale took UCB on the road and they performed like even in Europe, and apparently they were making a huge hit with it. But it's not something that has been done consistently enough, and it basically stays in the city.
But what are the main features of it? Why do the Washingtonians love it so much and the others don't care about it?
I mean, it's just a matter of not taking it out. It's not taking it on the road, you know? And also, here's another big part of it. When you talk about go-go's and whatnot, they record their music. They don't really do it in studios like that. The best go-go music is recorded live, like at the place on that date. And, and at any go-go or, you know, when you hear that music, whatever, when you're there live, they sell the CD that says the venue, group, and then the date. And that's how you buy it. So if you think about it, it's a do-it-yourself method.
Yeah.
It's not something that ever made it to, like, sell it, you know, on a big level. Chuck Brown did it, Trouble Funk, maybe back in the day, but that's... Yeah.
And there's no industry around it, so something's not going to travel.
Working without labels and stuff,
So even to this day. And then it's, like, so old, and it's changed so much to this day that it's, like, almost became so much a part of, like, the hip-hop culture in D.C. D.C. So it's, like, this fusion of that. So it needs to actually just be talked about and presented more. Now that you have the internet, so now is actually a perfect time for something that's do-it-yourself to kind of get bigger. But before, it couldn't do that.
And I've read that the go-go scene is kind of like appreciated by musicians from other genres as well, by the hip-hop scene, but by the punk scene as well, and that there were punk bands who normally play in front of 200 people, and they'd be like, oh, let's open up for a go-go act, and then and there's more people. And that mixture had an effect on you again, because you were not only influenced by the go-go thing, but by the open minds that those people in that scene had, right?
That whole punk show with go-go show is like basically explaining why we exist, you know, and it's from our area. It's just like the seeds that grew the tree that is red, gold, green, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and it's not only influenced us, it influenced Dave, it influenced Pharrell, it influenced Q-Tip, it influenced like a lot of artists, period. And there's like little bits of go-go in different songs. People could tell, like, Jill Scott has a go-go song with Rare Essence that we love.
Yeah,
it's love. And then you got which was a great song because it was on the Michael Jordan commercial, which made it even a better song.
Yeah.
That and Umi Says was that Nike commercial. I'm just dropping things for no reason.
But I get the fact that it's not only the rhythmical aspect of the go-go genre that inspired you, but it's also the mixture and the fact that that punk bands were opening for go-go acts as well.
If you think about it, we are literally the child of these two different kinds of music. You put those together, that's what we are like, live, energy-wise, personality-wise. Because we grew up, we respect that music a lot. It's our hometown, it's home. It's familiar, it's familial.
Now let's listen to some music of yours. Is it red, gold, green? It's all I got is now. Red, gold, green, and all I got is now. That song made it on the German EP, didn't
it? Did. Yes, it did.
Sure.
Well, how did you choose the song? Because you put out more music already in the States. How did you choose which songs are going to be good for the Germans to dance to?
We had some help from the Virgin Records here in Germany.
Okay.
And by help, I mean they chose the songs.
So. Basically.
Thank you, Virgin Germany.
Yeah, so there's that.
It's a cool choice. When you talk about like Dave Grohl and the history with him and Nirvana, etc., listen to the beat that he played at the very end, like last part of the song. It's
the song we just listened to?
It's identical with Smells Like Teen Spirit. Ah. And I don't think he's really played that beat like that since then, which is really special for us.
Oh, wow. That's a historical moment on the Red, Gold, and Green EP.
Another tidbit, when we played that song, he was like, it's got a little bit of a De La Soul feel. Uh-huh. That's what he told me when he listened to All Is God Is Now. So that's the best part about that whole song and what he said to me about that track.
I mean, there must be such a good feeling if people like that go like, oh, man, your new song, I really dig that, and it reminds me of this and that. And then those are bands that you liked or loved in your past, so that must be a great feeling, like Christmas and Easter combined or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh-huh.
What are your next moves going to be? Because your record has been out in the States for a while now. Are you composing new material? Are you thinking about new music already? Or have you been to the studio again?
Yes.
Yeah, we have new music. We're basically discussing the next plans as far as the business is concerned. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of new demos, and we're excited to see what's going to come of them.
Yeah, so that's an advantage, again, of three people working with Logic. It's a demo tornado that's coming down on you.
Yep.
Triple-edged sword.
Triple-edged sword.
Since that's possible,
that's a new thing for me as well. And do you think about inviting friends and other musicians again, or is it going to be an LP without the help of a little of your friends?
That's a great... I'm glad you asked. You know Halle Galli, right? Mm-hmm. When we were there, they said that our song was produced by Dave Farrell and the Pope. So that got us thinking. That would be a very interesting collaboration. So we're going to reach out to the Pope's management and see what his availability is like so we could work together.
Yeah. Or maybe just kick him all out and do your own stuff. I mean...
You know what? I mean,
why not use them as a motor for the first period of the band and then be like, Dave Grohl, I've never heard his name. What do you want?
That's a great idea, guys.
But the PR would be bad. You have to kick out a Pope, then you get a pretty bad name. We don't know if we want that.
That's
a
little controversial.
Yeah, that is not good.
Especially in America, you know, that's going to be bad if you kick out the Pope. The Catholics there, they're not going to like you anymore. Tonight's show is going to happen at Levi's Flagship Store. Das ist am Kudamm. Und wer da hingehen möchte, für den habe ich ganz, ganz exklusive Tickets. Es gibt nämlich überhaupt keine Tickets zu kaufen. Man muss die Tickets gewinnen hier bei Flux FM. Im Anschluss an den semi-akustischen Auftritt von Red, Gold, Green gibt es auch noch ein DJ-Set von den Jungs von den Beatsteaks. Insofern wird es heute Abend lustig im Levi's Store. Und wer vorbeikommen möchte, der ruft mich jetzt ganz schnell an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Red, Gold, Green heute Abend im Levi's Flagship Store am Kudamm. Und dort werden auch Arnim und Totze von den Beatsteaks auflegen. Ein Song habe ich noch auf dem Plattenteller von Red, Gold, Green, der heißt Bang Bang. Und an dieser Stelle sage ich dann Tschüss und bis zum nächsten Mal. See you next time, guys. It was a pleasure talking to you.
As soon as
you play your next shows in Berlin, as soon as you visit this city again, you come and visit us again.
Oh, you know we will.
When we talk about the Pope.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye. See you then.
Bye.
Ciao.